Let us pray.
让请大家一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
天父也感谢您给我们您的话语。
Help us, Lord, as we open it today.
在我们今天开始讲道的时候。
Give us understanding, Lord.
请您给我们理解您话语的能力。
That we may know you better.
我们可以更多的了解您。
In Jesus' name we ask this.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Somewhere around 100 years or so after the resurrection of Jesus, a prominent churchman named Marcion threw out the Old Testament.
大概耶稣基督复活后一百多年，有一个很有影响的教会领袖 Marcion， 他把旧约从圣经中删除了。
He just threw it out.
他就把它扔掉不要了。
And he also threw out every part of the New Testament that had any hints of Judaism in it.
不仅如此，他还把新约中所有和犹太教沾边的内容全都删掉了。
All that he was left with was a truncated gospel of Luke and 10 letters of Paul, all of them edited.
那最后剩下的只有面目全非的路加福音，还有十封已经被篡改的保罗的书信。
Why?
为什么呢？
It was obvious to him.That the God of the New Testament and the God of the Old Testament are not the same God.
那马尔西安他认为显而易见的旧约的神和新约的神明明是两个神。
The Old Testament God is mean.
旧约的神很凶恶。
The New Testament God is nice.
新约的神很良善。
The Old Testament God is a God of vengeance.
旧约的神喜欢复仇。
And the New Testament God is a God of love.
新约的神满有仁爱。
The Old Testament God is a God of wrath.
旧约的神怒火中烧。
While the New Testament God is a God of grace.
新约的神恩慈怜悯，多有饶恕。
The God of the Old Testament brings a terrible punishment and judgment.
旧约的神喜欢审判，责罚众人。
The New Testament God brings forgiveness.
新约的神愿意宽容饶恕。
The Old Testament God is a God of law.
旧约的神是律法的神。
The New Testament God, a God of the gospel.
新约的神是福音的神。
The Old Testament God says, hate your enemies.
旧约的神说恨你的仇敌。
The New Testament God says, love your enemies.
新约的神说爱你的仇敌。
And so Marcion believed that these were two different gods.
那 Marcion 认为这两个神是与众不同的。
The God of the Old Testament was a nasty, inferior God.
那旧约的神很可恶，他并不高尚。
A demiurge who created and ruled the material world.
就好像希腊神话中那个创造并掌管物质世界的神。
He said Jesus was a messenger from the true loving God who previously had been unknown.
但新约的耶稣基督却是仁爱和真实的化身，这是在旧约时代不为众人所知的。
Marcion was rightly declared a heretic, not a Christian at all.
那 Marcion 被认为是一个叛离基督教的人。
And not many people today would go as far as he did.
那今天我们的人不会有像他这样极端的看法。
But many do have this similar view.
但是很多的人也是认为旧约和新约的神有一些不同。
They think that the God of the Old Testament is radically different from the God of the New Testament.
那他们认为新约和旧约的神好像是完全不同的。
They see this discontinuity between what they think is the God of the Old Testament, a God of law, wrath, and vengeance,And the picture presented by the meek and mild Jesus in the New Testament of God the Father who is gentle, loving, and full of grace.
那他们认为旧约的这个神看重审判，看重律法，经常发怒，并且愿意复仇的神，和新约中的这个谦卑、良善、满有恩典、愿意宽容饶恕众人的神是非常不同的。
The atheist skeptic Robert Youngson in his book Scientific Blunders
那罗伯特·杨森他是一个对圣经批判的他不信基督教的人他在他的一本书叫做《科学中不能解答的难题》中阐述道
He writes that the God described in the Old Testament is very different from the God as described by Christ in the New Testament
他说旧约中的神和新约中基督所展现的神是完全不同的
The contrast between the two accounts could hardly be more striking
他说这两个不同是非常非常显著的。
The God of the Old Testament is a reflection of the savagery of the times in which these books were written.
他说旧约的神显示是当时旧约人生活的时代的野蛮的本性。
Thought of the Gospels in the New Testament as a reflection of the thought of the greatest religious, social, and political reformer of all time, Jesus Christ.
那新约这个福音的神，它代表的是当时社会、政治和宗教的伟大改革家耶稣基督的想法。
They cannot both be literally true.
这两个不可能同时都是真的。
Even some Christians find this problematic, and they are uneasy about it.
甚至一些基督徒也认为有这样的问题，他们也觉得好像这个很难解释。
But is there really a distinction between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
但旧约和新约的神真的是完全不同的吗？
Or is it our perception that is faulty?
还是我们的看法有问题？
Perhaps we haven't looked at the Bible carefully enough, or maybe not even at all.
也许我们并没有用心的仔细研读经文，或者我们根本都没有研读经文。
Let us consider the God of the Old Testament.
那我们现在来看一看旧约的神。
Now it is undeniable that he does indeed punish wickedness.
确实旧约的神会审判不公义。
His wrath is indeed revealed against the unrighteousness of men.
他对不义的人是会有怒火。
In Genesis 3, we read the account of the fall of man.
那在创世纪第三章，我们看到人类的犯罪堕落。
Where they chose to sin against God, and a curse was imposed upon them, and they were driven out of the garden.
他们选择背叛神，所以被诅咒，他们被逐出了伊甸园。
In Genesis 6-9, we have the account of the flood that God sent in judgment upon the entire world.
创世纪六到九章讲到了诺亚的洪水来审判众人。
In Exodus, we read the account of the judgment that came upon the Egyptians, 10 plagues of increasing severity.
在出埃及记中，我们读到了神降了十大灾难，一个比一个更加的严重，来惩罚埃及人。
In the law of Moses, there was the death penalty for a variety of offenses.
那在摩西律法中，也对一些的重罪判了死刑。
When the Jews were brought out of Egypt and showed disobedience, they were condemned to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
那当犹太人离开埃及之后，因为他们不跟从神，神让他们在旷野中流浪了40年。
Then there was the conquest of the Holy Land, where God visited judgment upon the native inhabitants who had been living in terrible sins.
那在犹太人攻打迦南地的时候，我们也看到这些不信神的外邦人受到了重重的责罚。
And there was the period of the judges.
那我们看到在士师的年代，
Israel kept rebelling against God.
那犹太人一味的背叛神。
And God allowed many nations to come up against them until they were scattered, hiding in caves, and calling to God for mercy and deliverance.
那神让外邦人来攻打以色列人，他们都躲在山洞中，呼求神的名来救他们。
And then the kingdom years, during which God warned the people of wrath for disobedience.
那列王记的年代，神警告了他们不信神的后果。
And he finally brought pagan nations upon them.
他让那些不跟从神的民族来攻打以色列人。
Assyria destroyed Israel in 722 BC.
在公元前722年，亚述人攻打了以色列，并拿下了他的城池。
Babylon took Judah into captivity in 586 BC amid terrible destruction.
那公元前586年，巴比伦打下了犹大，并对这个城市进行烧杀抢掠。
And if that's all we know, that may sound mean.
如果这些只有神只做了这些事，那看起来这个神好像是挺凶恶的。
But there is in fact much more.
但是还有很多关于神的描述。
If we return to the account of the fall of man in Genesis 3, we see that the wage of sin is indeed death.
那我们再重新看一看我们刚才讲过的这些章节，在创世纪第三章中，我们看到神说罪的工价乃是死。
But God didn't carry it out right away, did he?
但神并没有马上处死亚当和夏娃，是不是呢？
He could have exterminated man right away.
他可以就整个使我们人类灭绝，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候。
Instead, he delayed it, instituted a plan of salvation, and continued to reach out to man for reconciliation.
但是他选择了等待，他有一个救恩的计划，他不停地向我们伸出他的救恩之手。
That's not so mean.
那是不是他并不是那么凶恶呢？
Or look again at the account of the flood.
我们再看看诺亚的洪水。
God's judgment was not arbitrary. It was a response to mankind's willful choice to do evil.
神并不是说无心的惩罚人，他的惩罚是因为人有心的选择去背叛他。
As we see in Genesis 6,
我们看到在创世纪第六章。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华看见人罪恶深重，心中终日思想恶事。当时的世界在上帝眼中非常败坏，充满暴行，世人行为败坏。
And the earth was filled with violence.
这世界充满了暴行。
Indeed, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
是上帝看见世界败坏了，因为世人行为败坏。
Yet in the face of this, we see in Genesis 6:3 that God delayed judgment for a full 120 years.
但是在创世纪六章三节中，我们看到神足足等了120年才向人类施行审判。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做呢？
We read in 2 Peter 2:5 that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
那我们在彼得后书二章五节中看到诺亚是传讲上帝公义的人。
Presumably, he was preaching through those entire 120 years.
那这120年诺亚都在传讲上帝的公义，他是一个传道人。
God was giving the people another chance, another 120 years to repent.
那神给了人120年的时间来转向他。
Noah was warning them and pleading with them and calling them to God.
诺亚向他们讲神的公义，向他们讲神对他们救恩的计划。
And what is particularly interesting here,
那很有意思的一点是,
based on the estimates of population sizes and the dimensions of the ark,
如果我们根据圣经中的描述计算一下这个诺亚方舟它的大小，它的体积。
The ark was more than twice as big as it needed to be.
那这个诺亚方舟，它是所需要的可以装的人和动物的体积的两倍。
There was room in there for all of the animals, for all of the food they would need, for everything. And Noah and his family?
那除去诺亚和他的家人，所有的动物他们要带的粮食和水之外，还有很多的空间。
And still more than half the ark was empty.
这个方舟上面还有多一半的地方是空的。
There was plenty of room in there for everyone on earth to respond to Moses preaching and to come on board the ark.
那这个方舟上有地方，只要是当时的人愿意悔改，愿意接受神，他们都可以得救。
Everyone had the choice to escape the wrath.
每一个人都可以选择远离神的烈怒。
When that ark sailed with only Noah, his three sons, and the four wives there, it was because everyone chose to say no to God.
那之所以这个方舟上只有八个人，诺亚、他的太太、他的三个儿子、他三个儿媳妇，因为世上所有其他的人都选择背离神。
Or consider again the Exodus.
那我们再看一看出埃及记。
Was God just being mean here with those plagues, or did he have some kind of higher purpose?
那神降了这些灾难，是不是就因为他很凶恶，还是因为他有一个更高的计划？
He had a higher purpose.
他有一个更高的计划。
He was not seeking just to save the Israelites, he wanted to save the Egyptians too.
他并不是只想救以色列人，他也想救埃及人。
They had their chance to know him, to turn from death.
埃及人也有机会认识神，远离他的烈怒。
Every single plague of those 10 was directed against a specific Egyptian god.
那大家是不是知道，所有的这十一个灾难，每一个都是向埃及人指出他们所信的邪神。
He was showing them that he is the true god, their gods are false, they should turn to him.
他想向埃及人展示，埃及人所信的神是邪神，只有圣经这旧约的神才是一个真实的神，埃及人有机会转向他。
Again and again, Exodus 7:5, 7:17, 9:29, he says that they may know that I am the Lord.
那出埃及记中屡次的神说, 希望你知道我是真正的神。
It's very clear here in Exodus 9:13-16.
在出埃及记9章13到16节中, 神讲道,
Then the Lord said to Moses, Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go that they may serve me.
耶和华对摩西说, 明天一早你再去见法老, 对他说, 希伯来人的上帝耶和华这样说, 你要让我的子民出去侍奉我。
For this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth.
这一次我要降下大灾祸在你及你的臣仆和百姓身上, 好叫你知道普天之下我独一无二。
Now if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth.
我若用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓, 你们早就灭亡了。
But indeed for this purpose I've raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.
我让你活到现在, 是为了向你彰显我的全能, 使我的名传遍天下。
You see, here's the crux of the matter.
那所以这里面才是真实的神。
As important as the temporal things are, your life in this world, it does not compare to eternal life.
那我们现实上所有物质的享乐, 所有我们可以得到的东西, 和我们永生是无法比较的。
Even at its best, life here may last 80 to 90 years, maybe a bit more.
其实我们活了八九十岁或者更长。
And when we reach the end, it won't really seem like it was all that long.
那最后到我们的生命的尽头, 我们也不会觉得活了这么久。
Eternal life is another matter.
但永生是不一样的。
God tells us that life does not end with our physical death.
那神说,当我们的肉体朽坏老去的时候, 我们的生命并不终止于此。
It goes on forever.
我们有永生。
You will either spend that forever with God in joy and bliss, or you will spend it eternally separated from Him and from every joy that He offers.
或者我们在永生可以和神一起活, 蒙他的福, 或者我们可以与他永远的分离。
So when all is said and done, God's first priority for each person,
所以我们看到神,所以他最重要的是每一个人,
is that he comes to know God and inherits eternal life.
每一个人都可以认识他得到永生。
That is more important in God's eyes than what happens in this life.
这比我们今生的享乐要重要得多。
That's what he's doing with those plagues.
所以他降下了如此的灾祸。
Yes, it was a calamity for the Egyptians.
是对埃及人来讲,这些是重灾。
But if through it they came to know the one true God and obtained eternal life, then that's what God's going to do.
但是如果通过这些重灾,埃及人可以认识到神,可以获得永生,那神愿意这样做。
And we do know that many responded.
那我们看到很多埃及人确实转向了神。
If you look at Exodus chapter 9, verses 20 to 21.
我们看一看出埃及记9章20到21节。
He who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses, but he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field.
有些法老的臣仆听了耶和华的话就很害怕，赶忙把在田间的仆人和牲畜都召回屋里，但那些不把耶和华的话放在心上的，仍把他们的奴仆和牲畜留在田间。
Already there were Egyptians who were hearkening to God and escaping the plagues.
所以我们看到那些听从神的话的人已经逃离了这个灾祸。
And interestingly, in Exodus 12:37-38, where we read of the Israelites leaving Egypt,
我们看到以色列人离开了埃及。
We see in verse 38, a mixed multitude went up with them also.
在38节讲到,同行的还有许多外族人和大群的牛羊。
Interesting term, mixed multitude.
那我们看到有一些外族人。
The Hebrew word refers to a bunch of non-Jews.
那就是说非犹太人。
Right from the beginning, from the covenant of Moses, there were already Egyptians among them who had turned to the true God because God had shown himself through the plagues.
那我们看到即使从摩西的时代,有一些埃及人已经愿意转向
And consider the conquest.
那我们再看看他们攻打迦南地。
Did you know that part of the reason Israel was kept in Egypt for 430 years was to give the people of Canaan time to repent?
那大家是不是想到了，之所以以色列人在埃及停留了430年，是因为神愿意给迦南地的人时间来认识他，转向他。
Again, not so that they would obtain the goodies and comfort in this brief life, but that they could have it forever.
但神并不是看重我们今生的享乐，而是永生的意义。
For 430 years, they ignored God's warnings, and finally, the Israelites are coming for judgment.
那迦南地的人430年都没有愿意转向神，现在犹太人开始来迦南了。
And then the Israelites are required to stay in the wilderness for another 40 years.
那神又让以色列人在旷野中流浪了40年。
That was another 40 years for the people of Canaan to repent.
那迦南地的人又有40年的时间来转向神。
In Joshua 2:9-11, we read from Rahab the harlot that the people of the land knew about God and about his power.
那在约书亚记第二章九到十一节中，我们读到了通过这个妓女赖和她的讲述，当时迦南地的人是知道关于旧约这个神的力量。
They had the chance to repent and to pass from death to life as Rahab had done. All they had to do was ask.
他们可以像赖和做的一样，转向神，可以得救。
Yeah, and many did.
有很多确实选择这样做了。
Those who didn't repent could still have fled from the land.
那些没有转向神的人还是可以离开，逃离他的家园。
And that's not so mean either.
那这神还是给了他们机会。
What about the period of the judges?
那关于士师记的时代。
Israel was in open rebellion against God. They turned to him only when they had serious need.
那以色列人他屡次的背叛神，只有他们需要帮助的时候才转向神。
And they did this time and time again.
他们每一次都是这样做。
They called upon God and said, "Oh, deliver us, God, and we'll serve you." And they served Him.
他们求神，他说：“神，你帮我们，我们就会服侍你。”
But when the trouble was over, they turned back to their false gods.
但是当他们生活中没有问题的时候，他们又去拜偶像。
They did this again and again.
那这是他们屡次的做法。
And finally, Judges 10, when they're doing it one more time, God says, "No, I've had enough of this. You keep doing it."I'm not going to deliver you this time.
那在士师记第十章，神说，太多次了，你背叛我，我不要再帮助你了。
And yet the people cried and said, "No, God, we'll put away our foreign gods, we'll serve you."
那人们又哭求神，他说他们说我们转向你。
And we read in Judges 10:16, so they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul could no longer endure the misery of Israel.
那我们在士师记十章十六节中读到，以色列人除掉了他们的外邦神像，转而侍奉耶和华。耶和华不忍再看以色列人受苦。
Says, "I've had enough of this. You keep rebelling against me. I'm not going to help you this time."
神说这个足够了，你们不停地背叛我，我不要再帮你。
And yet, once again, he does help them.
但是他再一次地帮助了他们。
Because his soul could no longer endure the misery of Israel.
因为他不忍再看以色列人受苦。
That's not mean.
这是一个凶恶的什么？
As for the exile, we can read through the whole Old Testament books of that in a few hours.
那我们可以看到在犹太人出埃及记之后，所有在圣经中的描述，几个小时之内我们可以读过这段历史。
Everything from Joshua to the Babylonian captivity.
从约书亚记到他们被巴比伦人打败。
We may lose sight of the fact that this took an entire 850 years or so.
但我们大概没有想到这段历史整整地走了850年。
During which God sent prophet after prophet to the people, always calling them back to him, always ready to forgive.
那在这段时间，神不停地派他的先知去教导以色列人可以转向他。
Isaiah 1:18, "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool."
以赛亚书一章十八节，耶和华说：“来吧，我们彼此理论。你们的罪虽如猩红，也必洁白如雪；你们的罪虽如绯红，也必白如羊毛。”
Isaiah 55:6-7.
以赛亚书55章6至7节。
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near.
要趁着还可以找到耶和华的时候寻求他，趁他还在附近的时候求告他。
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
愿邪恶的人停止作恶，不义的人除掉恶念，愿他们归向耶和华，他必怜悯他们。愿他们归向我们的上帝，他必仁慈地赦免他们。
These people spent their lives ignoring, dissing, mocking God and flouting his laws, but God is ever ready to receive them back, to forgive them, to reconcile with them.
那这些人他们一生的时间都不愿意接受神，他们甚至于嘲笑讽刺神，他们背叛神，但是神还是蛮有宽容怜悯，愿意接受他们，愿意饶恕他们。
That's not mean.
这个神很恶吗？
In fact, in the Old Testament, it is not wrath that is central to God's character. It is grace.
但是我们看到在旧约的神，其实怒火并不是他最主要的特点，是恩典。
For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Psalm 50, verse 5.
诗篇三十章五节讲到，因为他的怒气瞬间消逝，他的恩惠却持续一生。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy, Psalm 103, verse 8.
诗篇103篇八节，耶和华有怜悯和恩典，不轻易发怒，充满慈爱。
So while the God of the Old Testament does show wrath, we should not let that obscure the fact that the Old Testament God is a God primarily of grace.
所以当我们看到旧约的神的怒气的时候，我们也不要忽视他的恩典。
Now let us look at God in the New Testament.
那我们现在看一看新约的神。
Certainly he is a God of grace.
当然新约的神是蛮有恩典的。
Who could doubt this?
谁会怀疑这一点呢？
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
那我们都知道这个著名的经文，约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Gave his only begotten son. Do you know what that means?
他给了我们他唯一的独子，这是什么意思呢？
He was willing to let the wrath that we deserve fall on himself.
他愿意让我们应受的怒气降到他自己的身上。
He took our punishment.
他替我们受了责罚。
What greater act of grace could there be?
还有什么比这更大的恩典吗？
But we mustn't let the grace of God, as shown in the New Testament, obscure the fact that here too, he does execute wrath and judgment on sin.
当我们看到新约神的恩典的时候，我们也不要忽视他对罪的审判和他的怒气。
Certainly his punishment is meant to be restorative, to bring people back to him.
当然他审判和责罚我们的目的是希望我们可以转向他，和他和好。
When we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world, 1 Corinthians 11:32.
哥林多前书十一章三十二节，主审判我们是对我们的管教，免得我们和世人一同被定罪。
Hebrews 12:5-11 explains that when God chastens us, it's as when fathers chasten their own children, not to be mean, but to teach them, to improve them for their own good.
那希伯来书十二章五到十一节中讲到，当神管教我们的时候，就像父亲管教孩子，不是要害孩子，但是要帮助孩子去学习，去得益处。
But as in the Old Testament, when at the end of the day, when all is said and done, those who reject every effort from God to reach them will get wrath.
但是如果你一味地背叛神，不愿意和神和好的话，你会面对神的怒气。
Jesus himself said this very plainly.
那耶稣基督也是有这样的立场。
You all know John 3:16.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
Go on to John 3:18.
那我们现在读一读约翰福音三章十八节。
He who believes in me is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already.
信他的人不会定罪，不信的人已经被定罪。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, And he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36.
约翰福音3章36节, 信子的人有永生, 不信子的人得不到永生, 上帝的烈怒常在他身上。
In fact, Jesus warns often of hell in the New Testament.
但在新约中，耶稣基督警告人们这个地狱的烈火。
Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28.
马太福音10章28节，那些只能杀害身体不能毁灭灵魂的人，不用怕他们，但要畏惧那位有权将身体和灵魂一同毁灭在地狱里的上帝。
He describes hell as the fire that shall never be quenched.
那他形容地狱里有永恒不灭的烈火。
Therefore, the God of the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, is a God of both grace and of wrath.
那我们看到旧约的神，他蛮有恩典，也有对不义的烈怒。
God in the New Testament is a God of grace and wrath.
新约的神也是蛮有恩典和对不义的烈怒。
The mean God of the Old Testament is the mean God of the New Testament.
那旧约的恶神也就是新约的恶神。
The mean God of the Old Testament is the nice God of the New Testament.
旧约的恶神也是新约的良善的神。
The nice God of the Old Testament is the mean God of the New Testament.
那这个旧约的良善的神也是新约的恶神。
The nice God of the Old Testament is the nice God of the New Testament.
那旧约的良善的神也是新约的良善的神。
There is only one God existing eternally in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he does not change.
那整个圣经阐述的只有一个神，是我们三位一体的真神，他永远不变。
For I am the Lord, I do not change, Malachi 3:6.
马拉基书3章6节，我耶和华永恒不变。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8.
希伯来书13章8节， 耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都不改变。So
what can we conclude from all this?
那我们最后的结论是什么呢？
Wrath is not incompatible with grace.
烈怒和恩典是可以相容的。Punishment
is not incompatible with mercy.
责罚和怜悯也是可以同在的。Both
are found in God's character.
那神都可以包容这一切。
Wrath is there because God is holy and he absolutely will not tolerate sin.
神有烈怒是因为他是圣洁的，他不可以容许罪。
But because of his grace, he is willing to take that wrath in your place.
但因为他的恩典，他愿意替我们忍受这个烈怒。
And that's how wrath and grace are reconciled.
这是烈怒和恩典如何融合在一起的。
So is God going to be the God of wrath to you or the God of grace?
那这个神对你来讲是蛮有烈怒还是蛮有恩典?
Which side of him will you see?
你看到他哪一个方面呢?
That's up to you.
这是由你来选择的。
Grace is his first choice for you. It's what he wants you to have.
他希望向你施恩典。
But you have to receive it by faith in his son Jesus Christ, believing in him, receiving his sacrifice on your behalf, and be born again.
但你接受这个恩典唯一的途径是通过他的儿子耶稣基督，通过接受他对你的这个献身，愿意从耶稣基督中得永生。You
will pass from death to everlasting life.
那你就从死中可以复生得永生了。But
he has given you free will.
但他给了你自由意志的选择。He
will not override your free will to force you to accept his grace.
他不会强迫你接受他的恩典。If
you reject it,
你如果不接受他,
at the end of the day, when all is said and done, the wrath of God will fall upon you.
那最后你就要面对神的烈怒。Wrath
or grace, there is no middle ground.
或者是烈怒，或者是恩典，没有一个中庸之道可以选择。And
so we have to think very carefully about the answer to that question posed in Deuteronomy 30:19.
那我们一定要好好想一想神在申命记30章19节中讲的。I
have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life.
我已把生死祸福摆在你们面前，选择生命吧。Let
us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
We come before you knowing indeed that you are a holy and awesome God.
我们到你面前，我们知道你是圣洁的、完美的神。
And Lord, you do not tolerate sin.
神，你不容许罪恶。
We know that it is grace that is central to your character. That is what you have shown us.
我们还知道你是满有恩典的，你向我们显明了这一点。
You have made for us the way of reconciliation with you.
你给我们提供了和你和好的道路。
The way to everlasting life.
可以进入永生的道路。
Which you offer to us as a free gift.
你给了我们这个是一个免费的礼物。
Lord, help us to be wise.
神呀，帮我们可以做聪明的选择。
Help us to be humble.
帮我们可以谦卑。
Help us gratefully to receive that gift.
让我们可以能够接受你的礼物。
Not to forsake the mercy that you offer to us.
让我们不要背离你的怜悯。
Let us choose life.
让我们选择生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.